Praise the Lord and good evening. Welcome to Gatekeepers Ministry International Radio Broadcast. I am honored and blessed to bring to you our first devotional, Understanding the Grace of God. This is taken from Glory and Grace Daily Devotional, written by my spiritual son, Dr. Patrick Obin. He has a 28-day chosen daily revelations of grace to transform your life. I shared with him that the number 28 biblically means eternal life. So I'm honored and blessed and led by the Lord to do a devotional a day taken from his book, Glory and Grace Daily. Understanding the Grace of God, Colossians 1:6 says, "That has come to you, just as in the entire world this gospel is bearing fruit and growing. So it has also been bearing fruit and growing among you from the first day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth. An understanding of the grace of God will cause a complete transformation of your life. It will change everything from your understanding of God to who you are and to your relationships with others around you. Grace changes everything. Many believers have some knowledge of grace, but do not really know it. Many of us know that grace is unmerited favor. This definition is solid and well-grounded, though inadequate. The knowledge of God is experiential. For example, you do not yet know God as your healer. If you have not experienced divine healing in your body, you might have studied and had a full mental knowledge of God as a healer, but are yet to know Him as your healer. Sadly, this is where many believers are. They know grace, but their lives are disconnected from what they know. Scripture above, Colossians 1:6, teaches us that when grace is known, visible fruits appear. Go for understanding, for personal revelation of the grace of God. Do not be content with a casual mental knowledge of what grace is. Meditate like this. Looking at the verse, Colossians 1:6, how did the grace of God come to the Colossian Christians? Does God want you to understand grace? And pray. Lift up your voice to God in prayer, as Proverbs 2:1-5 teaches us. That God will open your understanding and give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Ephesians 1:15-18. Then act on the word. Understanding is a treasure that you pursue. This word is understanding. An average believer just does not have time enough for God's word, but this costs us more than you can imagine. Pursue God in His word this month. Make time in your schedule to go in search of the word, and He will certainly meet you along the way. Revelation of the Spirit makes the difference between knowledge that ends in your head and knowledge that drops into your spirit and transforms your life with visible, tangible proofs. Go for the Word of God this year. This is the end of our devotional number one. God bless you for joining us. Please listen to this devotional repeatedly and get it in your spirit. We give God all the praise, honor, and glory tonight for you joining us. God bless you. Holy Spirit.
sin.